December 2nd, 1978. So far, this has been an exceptionally positive day. I have not had the feeling of Gertrude absent. I listened extensively to the discussion on the tape between Dr. Brugioy and myself. This section dealt with the question of the validity of certain statements made by the writers of the Mahatma letters. The idea that there could be a state of agreement such that there were no two opinions on the same subject among the brothers was challenged by Dr. Brugioy as being psychologically impossible. It brought up a number of very fundamental questions that touch the whole reliability of not only the Mahatma letters, but also the secret doctrine and other literature of that sort, on the basis of psychological possibility of such kind of knowledge. I think it was a subject of major importance that needs to be considered very seriously. However, my mind was taken up in it, and I had no feeling of the absence of Gertrude throughout all of this time. Nothing very specifically with respect to her, but I was in much the state I have been throughout the years of association with her, that she was always there somewhere in the background, even though my mind was dealing with philosophic questions, and remained throughout the day in essentially this state. This is merely a statement to keep the record filled. Apparently, I'm going through a process of transformation, and I'm noting these different phases. Yesterday, I particularly realized a certain service that Gertrude had been rendering me that had escaped my attention, and that was this: that while she was present, I felt secure from invasions below the rational mind that might affect decision, and also that which might strike from the back. And I kept myself responsive to that which descended from above, which had the effect of being like a higher kind of rationality than the ordinary rationality here, but was not irrational. When associated with Gertrude, particularly in the later years, after we had cemented the relationship to a high degree, I felt secure from any evasion of this sort. But now that she is gone, I feel as though vulnerable and might be subjected to influences with which I could not accord. It's a little like what has been said of Siegfried in the myth. This is either brought out in the opera Siegfried or in Götterdämmerung, I think the latter, that he was invulnerable to any force that came to him as he was facing it, but that he was vulnerable with respect to that which might strike him from the back. And it was through so striking him that he was ultimately destroyed. I have felt this vulnerability since Gertrude is gone and is an important aspect of the whole experience. But today I have been free from this sense of vulnerability. It is as though Gertrude were here, as she used to be when I was working on the tapes, and I don't have the sense of her being absent at the present time. I feel a certain sense of strength, and I don't feel that state of being vulnerable.